Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Browns wrapping up mandatory minicamp. We're going to talk to Tyvis Powell coming up in the 1 o'clock hour.
Tyvis.
Yep. He had a chance to talk to Daryl Ryder at 10:40. So if you missed any of that, go to the Odyssey.com app. You can listen to our podcast and you can hear Daryl there. And if you also want more Daryl, you can always go to the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast as well. Menigan, I need your help on some of the stuff that we're talking about next because I get it. I think it's a big deal. I'm just wondering how big of a deal it's going to be in the United States. And then I started looking at ticket prices for Inter Miami CF and how they were able to get Lionel Messi to come over to be in Miami. Talk about what a great time to be a Miami sports fan, which sounds weird because I don't really think they're great sports fans down there. But, I mean, your NBA team is in the finals. Your NHL team is in the Stanley Cup finals. And now you just landed, I don't know. Is he the greatest soccer player of all time? I don't know. You tell me.
And you have Dalvin Cook on the way.
And there you go, too.
Maybe. I would say of his generation. Like, I hate sitting back and doing this guy is the greatest of all time because we all know that, you know, these sports have all evolved and the rules have changed and there's all these different things. I would say Lionel Messi is the best soccer player of his generation. Without question.
All right, so we are
and
getting
I would say
that,
this the best that like, I have seen.
How many people woke up today saying Lionel?
Most.
Okay. Just making sure.
Most. All right.
Say it again, Dana.
Lionel.
I prefer the trains. Just go Lionel trains. Easier.
Tickets to Inter Miami's game on June 10th range from $40 to $55, but the price tag to see, man, who are they playing? Liga MX's Cruz Azul on July 12th.
Well done.
That's pretty good.
Are now
who are you?
I did fail Spanish.
That was nice.
That's why I say hola every day. I'm trying to get better every day.
Those
tickets from $40 to $55 are now $495, which they're expecting to be his first home game.
Yeah, this is massive. To put this in perspective, Inter Miami's Instagram feed is now has the largest following of any professional sport team in the country, in the United States, I should say. The largest Instagram following of a professional sports team in the United States is Inter Miami. Which is crazy to think about. That's how big this is.
Wait, say this again. They now have the largest following?
Yep.
On what platform?
Instagram.
On Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is massive. This is absolutely massive. And I think this is going to be a traveling circus, essentially, for Messi as he goes around the country and soccer fans find their way to the United States who are in the U.S. and then are flying into the U.S. to watch him play.
I mean, how old is Messi?
He's 35. He is not so what he once was, but is still a very good player.
Is this LeBron going to the Lakers?
Except, honestly, and I know everybody here is going to immediately spit their coffee out when I say this, bigger. This is bigger.
It might be bigger on an international stage. It's not bigger on a United States stage.
I mean, so are we talking about, like, this would be like LeBron going to play for who?
This would be like if LeBron...
Real Madrid?
About that, something along those lines.
Because MLS isn't what
know,
same level.
It's not going to have
this,
the same pull.
Is this David Beckham coming to the States?
So that's the comparison that a lot of people are making, is that it's David Beckham.
He owns Miami, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Who also owns Inter Miami on top of it. What's the name Inter Miami,
by the way?
Because they're trying to do the soccer thing of, you know, so like Inter Milan is a club.
What's
you know,
CF?
They're trying to do this.
Isn't it FC?
It's FC.
Oh, the, football, oh my God. Club. USA Today has this backwards then? It says Major League Soccer's Inter Miami CF.
Club football?
Is that what it means?
I don't know.
Club foot?
I don't know, guys. Ball?
No, it's Inter Miami CF.
Yeah, that we're focusing on minutia instead of what's really taking
place. Yeah, but Andy and I are enjoying the minutia.
Yeah, because we're Americans trying to figure out what's the deal here.
So yeah, the deal with
we're doing soccer. This, I mean, like DC, like St. Louis is St. Louis City SC.
Okay. All right, we'll go. I promise you, we will get back to the minutia, and you can make fun of this later on.
I'm not making fun of it. I'm trying to understand it.
Right, but we're not like focusing on the part.
Okay,
we're
so I can't bring up Sporting Kansas City.
Andy, what? LeBron just went to El Messaggero to play in the Italian league.
We're not focusing on
that's what this is.
Is David Blatt the coach there?
I don't think he is.
All right. So here's the part of this that is fascinating.
Oh, Danny
for
Ferry was though. That's right.
Okay, Danny was at El Messaggero.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
Whereas PR guy was a guy named Guido Bagata.
Really?
And I would call Guido every week to get a Danny Ferry update.
Shocker.
That's phenomenal, first and foremost.
Thank you very much.
That does not surprise me, Toronto FC. Keep going.
I swear I'm going to put both of you in the camel clutch. It's going to be me and it's going to be James. We're going to get both of you in there. All right.
Okay, Atlanta United FC. Keep going. Yep.
Yeah, these are all teams, okay? This is a part of this. These are all teams that are probably going to go against Inter Miami
at
some point. Here's the part of this that is
fascinating. I just need to thank the Haslams for keeping it Columbus Crew. Thank you. Columbus Crew. Very American and simple. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Okay, city. Nickname. Done.
Crazy.
Keep it. They kept that one American. Here's the part of this that is incredibly fascinating, is the fact that Lionel Messi is going to be paid not only by Inter Miami, but by Apple TV Plus, based on the amount of subscriptions that they are going to get for people wanting to watch Inter Miami, and by Adidas. This is a deal we have never seen before in professional sports. This is like massive altering the way that we are looking at this. No other sports contract is based on television subscriptions. This one is.
But MLS has always had funky contracts, right? Like they have that base contract, which helped them start the league in the beginning. And then if they got someone to come over that was international, they could pay them more than they were paying. Right? I mean, so MLS has always had kind of funky contracts compared to other
sports. The Beckham contract was a little bit like that when David Beckham decided to come over. It was close to that idea. This is on a much larger scale of that. This is the updated version of it. But the other part was is they gave Beckham a discount to buy into a team. There's no discount for Messi or anything like that. This is solely – this contract is based on a salary that he'll get from Inter Miami and what he will get from the subscription rise of Apple TV Plus and Adidas on top of that as they sell jerseys and as they sell all of these different things. This is the part of this that's so fascinating and changing of the landscaping of sports.
Okay, can we combine that with what we've heard this week with LIV and PGA and just think,
wait, I have another,
man, are dollars going nutso in sports.
Can Messi still play like Premier League right now, or would he be like Champions League, or what would he be in?
Or is he on this and that's it?
And notice how that just flowed naturally for me to say Champions League, Premier League.
I'm proud of you.
All because of my good friend Ted Lasso.
Hey, man.
Thank you, Ted.
I learned a good chunk of this from playing FIFA, the video game, okay? I mean, it's the truth. You learn it, you learn it. But anyways, what was your question on top of that? We focused more in on the fact that you pulled this off.
Could he play Premier League
or anything?
Yes. Yes.
He
could
still
have. So it's kind of like, actually, the LeBron comparison is pretty apt right now when it comes to this. You know how you watch Laker games right now and LeBron will kind of coast up and down the floor and walk every so often and go stand in the corner and breathe and rest on the floor and all of that stuff while everybody's going, oh, wow, look at LeBron. Look at how he's able to conserve energy. Messi has kind of started doing the same thing, where he'll walk and he won't get back, you know, he won't get back as much on defense, but then he'll have these moments of brilliance that are in between there to get open shots and set guys up and all that stuff. And he was doing that at PSG quite a lot. Barca wanted to bring him back. Barcelona wanted him to do it, but he came this way mostly because of the money, frankly. And
a shocker.
I know. Get out of Dodge, hey? And the fact that it wasn't the Saudis on top of it, which the Saudis were trying to basically buy his services as well.
For what purpose there? For their team?
Yeah. In the same way that they went out and bought Ronaldo.
Now, is that Saudi, is that just a national team or is that a league?
There's a Saudi league that is backed by the
EIF?
Yeah, basically, that's the way to put it. It's I don't understand the Saudi League. I don't pay attention to it. It's kind of like going off and playing, and you know, you kind of go off and play in the vortex, where it's basically like things take place over there, but nobody really pays attention. And it's starting to hit Ronaldo right now because he took a gargantuan check. And so I wonder what the future holds for that guy and if he's able to find his way out of there, because right now it's turning into, if Cristiano Ronaldo scores a goal in a forest and nobody sees it, did it happen?
I don't know. There's 30 teams in that Saudi league. So I'm just trying to look up some of the stuff as you're saying, because I don't get
My buddy chimed in. It is CF. That is correct. It's Club Internacional de Football Miami.
So don't give me your. I couldn't believe USA Today would be wrong on that.
I don't follow MLS, guys. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm sorry. What
a soccer snob.
I'm turning my back.
Excuse me. The American game isn't good enough.
The United States isn't good enough for Dan Menigan.
Oh, wow. I see. I'll didn't
take
understand.
All that criticism. I can't. It's a rough watch when you watch it across the country. It's a little bit rougher of a watch. It's the best that we have, and it's getting better. But I haven't really dug my feet in and focused really hard in. Now, this will make me pay attention a couple times, where I am going to want to watch what Messi looks like.
Oh, it's good enough for Dan Menigan, Jeff.
Huh.
Now he can watch.
Well, Andy, it's only
next thing you know, he'll eat a hot dog at the games because that's not European enough for him.
It's only because Messi's here.
Yeah, talk for about Messi. Fair weather fan.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll admit to that. I'll completely admit to that one.
Is this going to make kids want to play
yes.
in this country more?
This is massive.
No, we heard the same thing with Beckham. We heard the same thing with Pele.
I'll tell you one
was
thing.
Franz Beckenbauer, whatever his name was when he came over with Pele.
If you go to a youth event, it blows me away the amount of soccer jerseys that you see of those kids running around in. And the amount of Barcelona Messi jerseys that you've seen for a long time and Barcelona, Neymar, and all that stuff, you are going to see an uptick in MLS, and you're going to see an uptick in sales, and you are going to see an uptick in kids wanting to do it. This only helps. This is the biggest name. This is massive what is taking place.
All right. Can I, not to throw Andy and me under the bus, is it the absolute biggest name if we didn't even know how to pronounce his first name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because and I don't mean this rudely.
Oh, you sure do.
I really do not.
Yes, you do.
And it's going to come off this way, and I don't mean it that way. You guys are not plugged into this.
Well, exactly, Dan.
So
we're like most of the United States of America. Right. That's the point.
It's like I think Sylvester Stallone was a great goalie. I mean,
how do I talk to you,
Dan? That's the point. We're not plugged into
right.
it.
There's
nor is most,
but the
nor
people,
is most of the United States of America.
But is this going to plug the United States in? Is this going to make this bigger for the – I mean, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, it's a big deal when you're talking about tickets going from 40 to 430. I get that. I understand that. I don't know. I just – I'm waiting for this to be as big as blank.
So what's – okay, let's be 100% honest here, guys. What is the latest sport that you two have decided to jump in with both feet, plug in, and pay attention to?
Oh, I'm a big pickleball guy.
You mean professionally or
yes,
just sports,
professionally.
Sports
professionally.
Itself?
Yeah.
I'm a big pickleball guy, Dan.
Well, I've known that about you for a good period of time. You've invested. You're actually in with Tom Brady.
I mean, I couldn't name two players, but I like watching lacrosse.
Right. But that's the whole thing with this. If you are going to jump in with both feet to the American soccer game, which is what they want you to do by bringing in Lionel Messi and bringing in a whole sea of fans and a sea of eyeballs and all these people to pay attention to this league that has been mocked across the world for its quality, this is the way that you start getting people to buy in, is for you guys to bring
but
this up for, and go,
but
I want to see Lionel Messi play soccer.
I mean, but we're bringing in this old – he's an older player – who's nowhere near the peak of his performance. Does that help?
Like Beckham was. When
yeah,
he
does that help MLS become
yes.
more of a... But Jeff's right. I heard that. I mean...
We heard it with Beckham.
The Columbus crew brought in a guy named Dr. Kumalo, who was supposed to be this great player, like amazing player.
I'm sorry, what was his name?
Dr. Kumalo.
Didn't he wrestle the Iron Sheik?
He may have. And it was like a big deal. And we're like, oh, we got Dr. Kumalo. I was in Columbus. I was like... Wow, this is the greatest thing since Archie Griffin in Columbus. And it just didn't work. Now, they had Brian McBride, who was an amazing young player at that time. They had Dooley. They had a bunch of national – oh, wait a minute. I don't know anything about soccer.
I'm not –
And Brad Friedel was there.
Yes,
from
he
Bay
was.
Village, yeah.
But
who somehow picked up a British accent when he
like
played for the
seconds.
Blackburn Rovers.
Isn't that crazy?
So at that point, though, how outside of Columbus, Ohio, how easy was it to watch the MLS? And how easy was it to watch soccer across the oceans?
Don't you love it when Dan gets fired up about our mediocre knowledge of pro
I'm
soccer.
I'm fine with the mediocre knowledge. It's the mockery that will forever piss
we're
me
not,
off.
We're
oh,
not
it's
mocking
just you.
It.
We're mocking you. This has nothing to do with anybody else.
The mockery is what ticks me off.
We
I
like
don't
soccer.
Care about the mediocre knowledge. That's fine. It's just the overall mockery that this turns into every time we bring it up.
We're not mocking you. If we didn't mock, we wouldn't love. Let's not forget that.
We have our soccer heroes here in town.
We do. Who are they?
Andy and Walt Schmetzer, Hector Marinaro, and Rob Marinaro, and Zoran Karic, and Otto Orff, and Tommy Tanner.
And Timo Lukowski.
John Paul.
Kai Hoskovi. There's a deep history here. I hope you know that history.
Love you guys.
We're there, man. Long live the crunch and the force. We'll see what Messi does.
So there.
Just
take,
don't,
take your
don't
Messi.
Soccer shame me when I call him Lionel instead of Lionel.
Lionel
Messi. I think it's a great story for soccer. Let's see how much it helps it grow. All right, when we come back, let's talk
Andy,
about another international
you're
superstar.
Correct. I'm sorry. You're correct on that. Let's hope it helps. I would love to have another big-time sport in our country. That would be great.
Are we watching the best player in the world in basketball right now?
Oh.
We bring that up next. Baskin and Phelps. 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, it would have been 3-0 if Denver would have just hung on to that 15-point lead in Game 2. Nevertheless, it's 2-1 now. Denver, a winner last night in Game 3 of the NBA Finals as the scene shifted to Miami. And, man, the fans exited big time in the fourth quarter. Go back and watch the highlights. Jeff, I was watching them again.
Wait, I'm sorry, Andy. A Miami basketball crowd left early?
It was funny to watch the fans sitting behind both benches just empty out throughout the fourth quarter.
Can I give you an update from my text? Ready?
Yeah, 109.94 was fine.
Just before we get back into that, our last segment, talking soccer.
Yes. Dan, by the way, Dan's phone is blowing up. I'm sure his soccer.
Well, so is mine. Our buddy G said that last segment was just fabulous.
Yes.
He said, Dan is such a total nerd when it comes to soccer, it made his day.
Oh, congratulations.
Where do you go, Dano?
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
You know what, Dan? I appreciate your knowledge of soccer. Continue, Andy.
Dan, are you going to be all right? Like, I seriously think he's upset, Jeff.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you.
Wow.
And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
Come on. Hody's listeners are listening to hear if you're okay. They want to know. Right.
Well, what was in your Cheerios today? Because what was ever in your Cheerios needs to be there again tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, not good.
Okay, we'll be back with more Baskin and Phelps after we recover.
Don't even know where that
it's
came from.
True, but he shouldn't say it.
They just want to make sure you're all right. I can't breathe.
You okay over there?
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
I didn't.
Let's get back to the NBA Finals.
It was just one of those lines.
It was just so good.
They just want to make sure you're
so
okay.
Good. What was in your Cheerios?
I have no idea. Didn't eat Cheerios.
It worked.
All right. So when you go back and look at this, like I still think Denver just took over in the third quarter last night. And Miami, every time it looked like they might get a chance to get inside like 12 or inside of 10, man, Denver just took off again. And the other thing that I loved about watching yesterday's game was just their ability to move the ball on offense is just spectacular. It's so much fun to watch. And,
yeah.
And to watch Jokic, like inside, outside, you know, and it's not about even you look like, oh, there's the big guy. He's going to take it to the hole. Oh, no, he's got three guys on him. All three guys go up. He just takes a breath. And the next thing you know, he's just laying it in. Or same scenario. He's at the low blocks. He's got the ball. He's looking around. He's got two defenders on him. They all think he's going to shoot. And the next thing you know, he just kind of little bounce pass to the back door and it's wide open. They are so good at moving the basketball. It's so much fun to watch. It makes me not care that it's not two gigantic, you know, names in the NBA. No one. I don't care that it's not the Lakers. I don't care that it's not the Knicks or anybody else. Watching Denver play, there's something special. I like watching that team play. That's what basketball should be about. They're so smooth.
It's just fun, isn't it? I mean, Andy, that's the way we all know how. We all know how the game is supposed to be played. And there it is. There it is.
It reminded me of the times when the Cavaliers were struggling to beat the Warriors. And there's one particular game that I'm thinking of, and it might have actually been the year we won, that we were in Oakland, and it was just one of those nights, man, where the Cavs just, they couldn't, every time you turn around, somebody was there to beat you. And it was an outlet pass. It was a long outlet pass. It was a short pass by the back door. It was just, it was all those things. But
yeah.
Denver is just so much more consistent at doing that and moving the ball than any team that that we've watched in the last couple of years.
Well, I don't want to go old school on this. You know what Denver reminds me of? You know, or what Miami reminds me of when Miami's playing well? It's the Lakers from the 80s. It's the Celtics from the 80s. It's the bad boy Pistons, kind of, even offensively. You know, they moved the ball. You moved bodies. I mean, that's the way the game is not only aesthetically, Andy, the best way to play basketball. It's a very effective way. And dare I say, it's an easier way to play rather than giving the ball to some guy and asking him to make sure that he wins it for you. You know, giving the ball to LeBron and asking him to win game after game after game after game is no way to play basketball. I mean, LeBron can do it, but that's not the way to play, and LeBron knows that better than anybody, which is why he's always been, you know, a guy who likes to pass the ball as well. You know, giving the ball to Donovan Mitchell, asking Donovan to bail you out and create something here. And I just threw those two guys out because, you know, there are guys. But that's not the way to play the game. The way to play the game is the way Denver plays it, the way that Miami plays it, the way it was played some years ago. You really want to see free-flowing offense and no defense? Go watch 1960s basketball highlights on YouTube. Oh my gosh. There was no defense.
Right.
But B, man, they were just moving like crazy.
So does this become the copycat way to play? Does this take us away from the free-flowing three-pointers that doesn't matter and you could shoot 10%, but we're still going to keep putting up three-pointers? Are we going to go away from that? I don't think that's ever going away.
No, because the analytics will tell you that three is more than two.
And you said no math.
And though that is a fact, shooting three-point shots to shoot three-point shots when you're not good at three-point shots isn't really good for anybody. It's not an aesthetically pleasing game. Really isn't. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, I agree. It drives me nuts. I mean, it's cool when a team's down like 15 and you got to get back and somebody gets hot. You know, J.R. Smith gets hot and he rattles off five or six three-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's... I enjoy watching that, but if your team's in that position and you have to be there, you're not winning most of those games. How hard is it? I mean, first of all, it's hard to hit a three-pointer alone. Now all of a sudden you're going to hit maybe one uncontested. Then the other team's going to get smart. They're going to start guarding you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so maybe you hit three in a row at the most. It just doesn't happen. And so, but, I mean, it's a fun aspect of the game when someone gets hot like that. But I don't think it's sustainable as far as just outside of Steph Curry. I've never thought it was sustainable.
Denver took only 18 threes last night.
I wonder how that
in today's
ranks.
NBA, that's a low. That's a low shot.
I wonder how that ranks across the board for a playoff game.
Yeah, I don't know. And they didn't hit very many of them. They were 5 of 18.
They didn't need to. The way they were moving the ball, and they were so quick.
And they had the lead, so you know, you're not going to be jacking up stupid threes. Miami needed some points, and they put up 35 three-pointers. And they made only 31%.
Is it bad that it's Denver that's doing this? I was listening to the morning show for a little bit, and they were talking about TV ratings, and they were talking about, well, does anyone really – but, I mean – Jokic, he's the real deal, man. He's just so good. And his ability to do things that big men just aren't supposed to do, he does them. And then if that's not there, he's making these miracle shots that go off from beyond the three-point arc. It's almost not natural, the stuff that you see him hit outside the arc, especially when someone's on him and he's throwing the ball up from behind his head. I don't care where he's playing. I think it's pretty awesome, and it's fun to watch him. And I love Butler too. I love watching Jimmy Butler. I think I'm trying to think of a good way to describe the way I see him playing. He's one of those dominant basketball players that you should fear all game long.
You know
he can take over the game at any point.
Yeah, the thing about Butler to me, and I'd like to hear what both of you think about this. Though Butler is a big-time player, I don't consider him one of the elite superstars of the NBA. He doesn't get that kind of run from the NBA.
He doesn't.
And yet, if there's a game that you have to win and you get to pick guys to be on your team, wouldn't you pick Jimmy Butler?
Every time.
Yeah, me too. Man, he's just...
There is a Jordan-type feeling for him, right?
He's tough.
Right.
And I don't mean physically tough. I mean, he's tough in the moment. Daniel, do you agree if you've recovered from our soccer conversation? I don't think he's not pushed by the NBA like a big time superstar. And I don't know that he actually is, but he's one of those guys who knows how to win basketball games.
He's got the on-off switch. I mean, I think that's what it is more than anything.
Big moment response.
Yeah. Yeah. But not even big moment. I mean, the reason you can't push him during the regular season is because the guy coasts. Like, he just kind of, and that whole Miami team kind of coasts through the regular season and used it to figure out all these different things.
Well, they did have some injuries.
Got hurt, but squeaked in the play-in tournament. And then he caught fire. And he turned it on once again, like he's done, gosh,
in the
past 2 years, 3 years now, where he just all of a sudden flips the switch. And it's unbelievable to just watch him flip the switch. And I thought he shot a little bit too much yesterday. Like, I thought, you know, took some bad shots. Same with Bam. I thought Bam took a lot of bad shots, too. But clearly they wanted to hand him the ball and put him in space and let him operate.
How much trouble is Miami in, Jeff?
Not. They're not.
Do you think this thing goes 2-2 or what? 3-1, they're in trouble.
I've said all along, and I didn't get overly specific. I apologize. I thought Denver in 6 or 7. I still think Denver in 6 or 7. I think Miami will win at least one more game. At least one. And my guess is, if I had to pick, Andy, it'll be tomorrow. If I had to guess. But here we are in the NBA Finals, and the road team has won 2 of the 3 games. How about that?
Yeah, I think Denver does it again. I think we're going to see Carmen. I'm still floored by game 2. Where Denver gave up the 15-point lead. Because, like I said in the beginning, I just thought Denver was a far superior team to Miami. Now, I give Miami a ton of credit. And they didn't – the first half of yesterday's game I thought was really good. I mean, it was back and forth. It was good. But then you kind of could feel the momentum going to Denver in the third. And then the only thing left to wonder was, were they gonna let it slip away like they did in game 2? But that didn't happen.
I've just enjoyed the playoffs all the way along, all the way through. I think the NBA has put out a really good product, a very entertaining product, And I think the finals, though you don't have the marquee teams there, through three games, it's been good. I won't say it's been great, Andy, because you've had two lopsided games. You know, the Denver wins have been lopsided. Mm-hmm. It's starting to feel like what we've all read about with the 1960 World Series, right? Where the Yankees right. just clocked the Pirates in three games, but the Pirates ended up winning. If Miami wins it, maybe that's what this ends up being.
All right, I want to come back. We're going to talk about this. You know, we've always talked about college being the minor leagues for the NFL. Now you have to start to wonder, especially after what one former quarterback that we know pretty well around here had to say about college having its own minor leagues within college. What are we talking about? We'll explain it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.